From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama is monitoring the 11th-hour spending debate on Capitol Hill. Democrats and Republicans have yet to agree on a way to extend the payroll tax cut, which expires at year's end. Speaking in Washington this morning, the president threw down this gauntlet to Congress.
This Congress cannot and should not leave for vacation until they have made sure that tax increase doesn't happen.
In the Senate, leaders in both parties are convinced that Congress can wrap up its work for the session without too much drama. NPR's Craig Windham has more.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he now thinks lawmakers will find a way to provide funding for the government through next September and to extend the payroll tax cut, which is set to expire soon.
We hope that we can come up with something that would get us out of here at a reasonable time in the next few days.
Senate GOP Leader Mitch McConnell is also optimistic, but neither he nor Reid would say much about the details of the deal that's in the works. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
At Baghdad International Airport today, the U.S. military has lowered the flag of U.S. forces in Iraq. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta was there.
To all of the men and women in uniform today, your nation is deeply indebted to you.
U.S. troops fought in Iraq for 9 years. The Justice Department is raising the flag on Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. As NPR's Kerry Johnson tells us, federal civil rights lawyers say they have found evidence that Latino drivers in some parts of Arizona are being stopped illegally, and some inmates are being punished for failing to understand English.
Federal authorities cite a wall of distrust between Arpaio, who's cultivated a reputation as America's toughest sheriff, and members of the Latino community. The Justice Department says it found Latino motorists are 4 to 9 times more likely to be stopped by sheriff's deputies than non-Latinos, often without any legal cause. Justice also says Arpaio retaliates against people who complain about his policies, including local government officials, and his focus on Latino residents in Arizona may have distracted Arpaio from paying attention to other law enforcement problems, including rape and sexual assault in the community. Justice Civil Rights Chief Tom Perez says he wants to negotiate with the sheriff, but he won't hesitate to sue if necessary. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
If you can afford to buy or refinance a home, this is a good time. Freddie Mac says the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage is now 3.94% from 3.99% the previous week. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 48 at 11,872. This is NPR. IndyCar officials have determined that racing star Dan Weldon died in an October 16th accident when his head hit a post in the fencing at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He died in a 15-car accident when his car launched into the catch fence. Has the No Child Left Behind law enhanced student performance? NPR's Larry Abramson tells us the evidence is not encouraging.
The Center on Education Policy, a Washington research group, says the number of schools making adequate yearly progress varies widely across the country because each state currently develops its own tests and sets its own standards for passing those tests. But the number of schools failing to meet the standard is at its highest level in the 10-year history of No Child Left Behind. In 5 states and the District of Columbia, at least 75% of schools failed to improve adequately from year to year. The administration has said these numbers are signs that these standards are obsolete, but Congress has been unable to resolve differences over how to reauthorize the landmark education law. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Repairmen probably have lots of stories about what they see when they enter people's homes, and a cable TV repairman now has one for the books. Entering the basement of a New Jersey home, he found a 500-pound bear sound asleep on the floor. It's not clear how the bear got into the home, and it wandered out of the house before state fish and game officials arrived. One of the comic book industry's most revered writers, artists, and editors has died at the age of 98. Joe Simon co-created Captain America for Timely Comics, the predecessor of Marvel. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.